This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has the report.
Hamza bin Laden had become an increasingly prominent figure in Al-Qaeda. A White House statement says he was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups, and his death, quote, not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Drones claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels attacked an oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia and a major oil field operated by Saudi Aramco early Saturday, sparking a huge fire at a processing plant crucial to global energy supplies. Saudi Aramco describes its Abqaiq oil processing facility as the, quote, largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. Estimates suggest it can process up to 7 million barrels of crude oil a day. Police in Hong Kong moved in to break up scuffles on Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling, this at the start of rallies planned across the city after months of violent unrest. Police have detained several people. A tropical depression near the Bahamas has strengthened into a tropical storm and is set to become a hurricane in the coming days, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said late Friday night. The storm is expected to move very close to the Bahamas, already devastated by Hurricane Dorian, and then go offshore of Florida's east coast by Sunday. This is VOA. Germany says it's prepared to take in